pretty much. But so it's not being tested. Okay, so this week's parsha's choice bin. Well, at the end of the parsha, we have the issue of cutting down fruit trees. Of course, the words are as follows. When Amisrael fight against a battle, now we have a command. One should not ruin its tree by cutting it with an axe. Because from these trees you eat. So we're talking here about a fruit tree. And therefore you should not chop it down. And then the apostle says these slightly obscure words, Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sobeh lo bo'ed yifonecho ba'motzo. And let's first translate it based upon Rashi, where Rashi explains the question, the Pasuk has a type of question. Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sobeh. Is the tree to be treated as a person? Because a tree is not a person, a tree is a tree, a person is a person. So people, in certain circumstances, the such a thing as a legitimate war against them is all. But there's no war on the tree. So, therefore, why should you ruin it? Don't ruin it, don't destroy it. The Torah Tumah suggests another way of reading the Pasuk, which will open a window on some of the halakhot which we'd like to look at. So, Torah Tumah says these words, Ki ha'olam eitz ha'sodeh, can be understood as giving a reason for the issue. Why should we not chop it down? Ki ha'olam eitz ha'sodeh. Because a person, eitz ha'sodeh, is sustained, the person comes about, so to speak, he's sustained, his life exists, based upon the Eitz HaSoveh. The Eitz HaSoveh gives us nourishment, sustenance, we live on its produce, and therefore, do not destroy it. It's something which is giving us toyalet, should not be destroyed. This opens a window on the basic theme that runs through these halachas, which remains to see, that although there is a prohibition to chop down a fruit tree, the prohibition is to chop it down in a way that is a way of hashkasa. As one takes something useful, which could be used to nourish, to sustain, and you destroy it. Without gaining from that any overriding toyalas. Let's have a look at these halachas as they are summarized in the Rambam, which is the fourth thing on the sheet. And the Rambam says as follows, in Kotzes bin Ilani Lachol Shechut Lemedi. The Rambam in this chapter is actually dealing with the laws of battle, of a war, and he says, if we do not chop down the trees which we find there, we're surrounding the city, and there's trees, don't chop them down. The Ein Boyne Mehen Alas Hamayim, similarly, will doesn't cause them to die in an indirect fashion by stopping their water supply. Shenema Lo Yisashis Es Eitzah. But all our Kotzes, if somebody does chop it down, Loike, is punished with martyrs. Now, the Lord of Matzah of Lubav, although the Pasuk speaks about a situation of battle where we are besieging a city, is not only there. And of course, this applies equally in any scenario. Call that Hopesing Ilon Matzah Derek Hashkosa, somebody who chops down a fruit tree in a destructive manner, Lloyd, is punished with martyrs. However, however, if, for example, it is causing damage to other trees around about, one can chop it down. Or if it's causing damage to somebody else's field, or if its value as firewood would be greater, because you could sell it for a high amount of money, greater than the worthwhile profit that you can make from the fruit of the tree. Look, all those up in it. Look, Osro Torah, the underlying idea being the Osro Torah and the Derech Hashkosa. The prohibition is Derech Hashkosa in a destructive man. So, look at how love is still there. Not only trees, and the Kama Shabar Kelim. What about the more general concept of Baal Hashkis that we hear about? That too is rooted in this prohibition. Not only trees, and the Kama Shabar Kelim, somebody breaks utensils, the Korea of Godin tears clothing, by his being destroys a building, destroys it, my own stops up a fountain, and the Abid Ba'akolis, and ruins good food, the Derech Hashkosa, in a manner of destruction, only their relationship to Tashkis transgresses this prohibition of Baal Tashkis. However, the Eilon Loike Elamachas Margus with Hebrei. But he is not punished with Malchus as somebody who chops down a tree, rather, he is punished simply with a Drabonon form of Malchus. Before we discuss why this is actually coming on the sheet, we'll skip it. Why indeed is it only Machas Margus? And the important dispute whether in fact this form of Baltashkes on other items besides trees is only Drabonon, is in fact only Drabonon, and that's why there is no Malchus without Torah. Others say that in fact it is Doraisis. It is indeed Doraisis. Included in this Baltashkes is trees and other items too, all included, and it's Doraisis. The reason there's no Malchus is some technicality that the love which covers it is not written as explicitly as the tree itself. That which is written explicitly in the Torah gets Malchus, that which is less explicit isn't covered with the Malchus. But it is nevertheless Doraisis according to some. Coming back more to the halachos of the tree, so we've said that if there is a tzoires, a legitimate tzoires, then one's allowed to chop down the tree. The issue is to chop it down just some, deres hashkos. An additional legitimate tzoires is mentioned by the Rosh, where the Rosh tells us the shenim had a tzoires lebekoyoi nearer the mutzah. What about? Nothing wrong with the tree itself per se, it's not causing damage, it's not more valuable than something else, etc. But I need this place. I need to extend my house, my shul, whatever it is, and there's a tree in the way. So it says the Rosh, I'm sorry from the Torah, Nire the Musa. Okay. Now, let's turn to another very important angle of these halachas. Second last thing on this side of the sheet. The Gemara tells us the following thing. Amarav, Dikla de Toan Kabo. A debtor which is producing at least a kav of peros, a certain measure of peros, also the mikveh say is forbidden to chop down. That's based upon the halachos that we've learned. Now, the Gemara adds to this the following thing: Amar Chanina, lo shokin shivchas bari, ela the cost ha'in shel belozim. My son, said Rabbi Chanina, my son shivchas, that was his name. He had a son, and my son passed away. You know why he passed away? Only because of this. Because he chopped down a te'eno tree, the loy vindo, when it was too early, i.e. it was still fruit-bearing, and he chopped it down, and he was punished in Hashemayim very, very seriously. That's why he got. That was the sibah of his meeting. Now let's look a little more closely at this episode. The Sifrei Shaila is a choice question. Well, what exactly went on over here? This son of Rabbi Chanina, did he openly transgress a law of the Torah? Seems unlikely. Additionally, the mashmaus of the Gemara is that he was a tzaddik. He says, "Lo yishochin ela." He only died because of this. In other words, the implication is that Rabbi Chanina inspected his son's deeds. He couldn't find anything else. "Lo yishochin ela," because of this. Implied that he was indeed a tzaddik for chosid. So then the question begs, so how did he do it? If it was openly, it was a fruit bearing tree, it's an Isidore, right? So how did he chop it? How and why did he chop it down? So let's see the bottom paragraph now on the sheet of the She'elus Yadus, who brings based upon this question a big shilish. But as part of the poem, Shlo Ovar Allah Mash. It must be that he was not even on the land. Okay. It was one of the situations which is Muslim. There was indeed profit in chopping it down. One of the things that we have mentioned, with all this said, even in these situations, it is not Mishnas Chassidim. It is not the correct practice of the pious. Even though, halachically speaking, it's mutter, it's not correct practice. Roy la hafir al asmah. It is fitting to be stringent, but how do you have a vice of the shifchas, the fee shechosid fire? This shifchas was indeed a chosid, and the Baruch Hu treated him in the manner that he treats chasidim, was very medactical of, and the Knim Yishur Tzadim, he should not have done what he did. And he was punished with a type of midah k'neged midah. Shemay, according to his mother, and he passed away early. Amal Gav, the Tal Adam Shari, in Ami, the Tumi Alma, Ami Ikas Takanto, although, in fact, this is Mutsumi Ikazim, nevertheless, he was punished because of a Nim Shur Sadir, how he should have been. So that's the approach of the Sheila's guidance that brings us to a big chiddush in these halachas, that even in situations which are Mutsumi Ikazim, there is a Midas Hasidus to be Moyea, and perhaps even it's proper for everybody to follow this Midas Hasidus.
It's
strange that Kodesh Baruch Hu called. Yeah, it is strange. It seems
unlogical.
It's mutter. How can it be?
Yeah.
The Chasam Sofer also deals with this question and builds a slightly different approach. Chasam Sofer suggests that what will be in a situation of Sopik? Situation of Sopik is unclear whether really you're going to gain more benefit from chopping it down and from leaving it, but your intent is to gain. That's your hope. So one could posit that this might not be included mamash meikadin in the Isra of Hashkos. Because as long as your kavala is to gain more profit, maybe one could claim that it's not mamash Hashkos. Where's the Hashkos over here? You're intending to gain. So the Chasam Sofer is in this type of situation that the son of Rav Chanina was punished. Because indeed, if indeed at the end of the day it turns out that there is greater gain from leaving the tree than from chopping it down, then you have caused the Hashkosa. It could be that the Ikar didn't mamish, it isn't actually an Issa. But since at the end of the day you've caused the Hashkosa, there is still punishment. And it's in that case, and indeed that's how the Chasam Sofer comes to our locker. He says that all these situations where we've spoken about, where you're permitted to chop the tree down, because you are going to gain greater benefit from chopping it than from leaving it, one should be very nisar from a situation of stopping. One should only do it if absolutely clear, 100%, that there's going to be greater gain from chopping it down than from leaving it. But any situation of stopping is included in this situation of sakana that the Gemara puts down, where a person could chalila be punished when that's your mind from causing that shasa.
Difficult equation. Somebody offers you £100 for chopping down a tree. Oh, that's good, only make £20 from the fruit. Yeah, but after 6 years, you made £120. So what?
Yes, one has to look more closely at how do we weigh it up. Yeah, I'm not coming out to get to the mummish details of the halakha. It's not that. Well, one other final point I want to mention, which is also fascinating, which is the Sheila's Yaakov suggests, what will be if you will not chop the tree down in the classic sense, you'll remove it from the ground along with a certain amount of earth, and you'll replant it elsewhere. Now we find in the Hilchos Orah that when one does such a thing, if there is sufficient ground around it that the tree can still live with that amount of ground, that amount of earth, then one does not have to start counting the years of Oron. It's considered as though it's still planted in the ground. So in the same manner, so the Sheva's Yamit, if one does that to a tree, one has not transgressed the Issa of chopping down a tree. Chasam Sofer uses this idea also of the Chumrah. He says, in the same sense, also in the situation where it's permitted to chop the tree down, because one's going to benefit from chopping the tree down, if it's possible to chop it down and carry along with it some of its earth, to uproot it and carry along with it its earth, rather than actually chopping it down, one should specifically do so, because the hashkasa is unnecessary. One doesn't have to chop it down, one can remove it along with its earth, which would not be hashkasa, and therefore one shouldn't actually chop it, one should move it with its earth.